In this shortcast, Dr. Maren Thiel discusses psychosocial issues and coping strategies in families affected by long-chain fatty acid oxidation disorders, published in December 2023.
Long-chain fatty acid oxidation disorders are rare diseases and include several disorders associated with the risk of acute metabolic decompensation and potentially life-threatening events. They usually have to follow dietary restrictions. Low-fat and fat-modified diet with strict fasting intervals, nightly meals or continuous feeds. They can lead to a loss of spontaneity and attention must always be paid to the handling of emergency situations. There is also a risk of long-term complications such as neuropathy and retinopathy in LSHD deficiency and TFP deficiency. Medical conditions, especially those that require strict adherence to treatment recommendations or dietary restrictions, may be associated with impaired quality of life and emotional functioning. There are few studies on the impact of metabolic diseases on the daily life and quality of life of patients or parents, and very few studies on long-chain FEOD, and they mainly use standardized questionnaires. As the mother of a child with TFP deficiency and chair of the German-speaking self-help group for FEOD, I was able to develop a specific questionnaire together with a metabolic physician, a psychologist, and a nutritionist, in order to assess the impact of a child's long-chain FEOD on the life of the parents. This questionnaire includes various aspects of daily life and is also intended to identify possible differences between mothers and fathers. The questionnaire covers 15 areas of the time of diagnosis to kindergarten age, school age, and professional career. It also covers how the illness and diet are managed in everyday life, when doing hobbies, traveling, or the child's autonomy develops. The effects on the social life, family life, and professional life of the parents were also surveyed. An English translation of the questionnaire is part of the supplementary material. Parents were asked to complete a questionnaire for each affected child in the family. If possible, both parents should complete the questionnaire for their child separately. A total of 93 questionnaires were answered by 87 parents, with 64% completed by mothers. The 93 questionnaires provide information about 63 patients with long-chain FEOD, and for 30 patients, both mother and father filled in the questionnaire. Talking about the diagnosis, the vast majority of children, 86%, were detected by newborn screening. However, there are also children from the pre-screening era as well as children who had a false negative result in screening. 74% of the children were asymptomatic at the time of diagnosis by newborn screening, but 1/4 of the patients already had symptoms at the time of screening, like hypoglycemia, muscle weakness, heart failure, or liver enlargement. Only 58% of the parents or families were told the initial diagnosis by a metabolic physician. In 1/3 of the cases, the conversation was conducted by a physician without metabolic expertise. In particular, the lack of expertise on the part of the informing physician about the disease, its clinical course, and therapy made parents feel insecure during the initial consultation. However, parents were also sometimes overwhelmed by too much expert information. This may be one reason why the majority of parents rated the initial diagnostic interview as rather poor to bad, and only 20% of the parents were offered psychological support during the diagnosis process. In summary, the initial diagnostic interview is traumatizing for many parents, and only a few are offered psychological support. Better information for pediatricians is needed, ideally the provision of up-to-date specialist information or guidelines. And psychological support should not be forgotten even after diagnosis. When asking parents about the nutrition of their children in infancy and early childhood, it turns out that nutrition tends to be seen as less challenging with increasing age. Similar to nutrition, we see that parental stress levels tend to decrease as children get older, but here too there is a wide spread of the parents' ratings. The wide distribution could be related to the severity of the disease and the strictness of the diet that must be followed. The child's disease not only had an impact on the parents' professional life, but also on their relationship with their partner. Parents reported that their child's disease was a source of conflict in their relationship, and for 6% it was even the reason for separation or divorce. However, almost half of the parents have also experienced that their child's disease has brought them closer together. The majority of parents surveyed have a good social network and received support from close family members, relatives, and friends. Only a small proportion of parents utilize professional help in the form of care service or family helper. Over 3/4 of parents rate their child's disorder as a serious disease, but the majority of parents also think that life with a long-chain FUD is manageable. 50% of parents think that long-chain FUD has at least a major impact on their child's physical ability later in life, probably because of the possibility of metabolic crisis or muscle pain during physical activity and secondary diseases in LSHAD or TFP deficiency, but parents are more positive about the effect on intellectual performance. The feedback from affected families and patients should be important for clinicians and researchers. I hope that this study among German-speaking long-chain FUD patients has provided a stimulus for future research. Follow-up surveys are useful to document changes in perception as the child grows older. Special questionnaires should also be developed for affected children. Thank you for listening.